This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa,
I said,
so excited for our first US 99 low dose show of the year going down tonight.
Yes.
With our friends, Glow Cash. $15, you can get tickets. I think there's still just a few left available. Text the word Low Cash to 312-946-4995 right now, and you can check for yourself. But in honor of this, we thought we'd play some high cash or low cash. And playing along with us today is Sherry in Bristol. Sherry, how are you this morning?
Wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing We're really good.
Great. So, Sherry, we have got a list of items. You just have to tell us if it's higher or lower than the tickets to see Low Cash tonight. The tickets are only $15, okay? So that's your price point. If it's higher than $15 or lower than $15. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Let's play.
Let's go.
All right. Your first item up for bid. I love this Life ladies tank top. This does come in white. Is it higher or lower than those low dough show tickets, $15?
Lower.
Is it lower? Ooh, I'm sorry. It's actually higher. $34.99 is the retail price.
What?
So you could get a ticket to a concert for cheaper than this tank top.
Just love you. What? Okay, you get another chance here. High cash or low cash?
Okay.
It's a low cash country band signed autograph. 8x10 photo. It's on eBay. $15. Higher or lower?
Higher.
Is it higher? It is.
You got it. The actual price of that autographed photo is $49.95.
There you go. So you can get in and see Low Cash for cheaper than you can to get just
a
their
photo,
names written
an
on
autographed
ink.
Photo. Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
All right. Item number three, a 4-pack of Low Cash I Love This Life camo can coolers. So basically little koozies that say I Love This Life on them from Low Cash's number one song. Is it higher or lower than a ticket to see Low Cash tonight?
Lower.
Is it lower? Ooh, I'm sorry. It is actually higher. $19.96 is the actual retail price.
Man, things are expensive, Sherry.
Man, these tickets are very cheap.
Are you still have another chance? What about this one?
Yeah.
2024 Spin Master Monster Jam Low Cash exclusive truck on eBay. So it's like a cute little low cash truck. Higher or lower than
higher.
$15?
Higher.
Is it higher? Sherry,
you
nailed it.
It's actually, yay. Yeah, the actual price is $33.95.
Your last item up for bid, a Live, Laugh, Love metal cutout sign from Home Depot. Now, this obviously is not necessarily low cash related, except for the fact that two of the words from I Love This Life are in that sign. Is that higher or lower than the tickets to see Low Cash tonight?
I'm going to say higher.
Is it higher? Sherry, you nailed it.
All
Every
right.
single item we just listed is higher than tickets to see Low Cash tonight at Joe's Live in Rosemont. Text the word Low Cash to 312-946-4995 for that link for those tickets.
Okay.
Sherry, Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks, Sherry.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be listening to you.
Thanks, Sherry. Love you.
Bye.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. I want an honest answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Then, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Okay. Let's play some One's Gotta Go. Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Nice. Okay. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one has got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend, Brita in Palatine. Brita, yeah. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. So glad you joined us. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay, Kyle, okay. Let's go.
All right. I don't want to start off on a controversial note, but I have to do it here because a 630 texter texted in with this one. One's got to go. Pancakes or waffles? Brita, lead us off here. Which one's got to go?
Oh, pancakes for sure.
Pancakes? Why is that?
I love waffles because the syrup and the butter gets nestled in the crust.
You are spot on.
Are you a waffle salesman in your free time there, Brita? Because you just nailed that.
I wish I was because I'd love the freebies.
Brita, you nailed it.
On.
The pancakes got to go. Waffles are pancakes with abs. You know, it's just they're better looking. They're better. They little mini cups for the butter and for the syrup. Waffles are a million times better. Shout out Waffle House.
Plus they're cute.
All right, next one.
They are so cute.
From an 815 texter. One's gotta go. Dry cracked heels or dry cracked hands? Which one's gotta go, Brita?
Dry cracked heels.
Why is that?
They're just gross looking.
Yeah, but you can cover them with socks. I'm saying the dry cracked hands got to go, and they hurt more to me.
Well,
the dry cracked hands,
and you feel it because you're using it all the time.
Yeah,
so I'm also agreeing. Ew, why am I agreeing with you?
Which one's cuter, Mel?
Ooh, good question.
The waffles.
Definitely the hands.
Okay. Oh, all
right. Totally cuter.
Classic. Hands cuter.
Yeah.
Okay, Brita, last one just for you today. One's got to go. Having a boring Thursday night in, or having a fun Thursday night out seeing Low Cash at our Lodo show at Joe's Live in Rosemont. Which one's got to go?
Oh, a boring night in. Are you kidding me?
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what's
Brita's
going
my kind of lady.
I guess we're going to see you tonight at Low Cash.
Yeah. Text Low Cash. That's LOCASH, like the band spells their name. Low Cash to 312-946-4995. See if we still got some more $15 tickets left available.
Barely. Austin.
Melissa.
We got an email from Chaz in Braidwood for dear Melissa and Austin, who's got a cute little dog. But the dog is so cute that it's starting to get a lot of followers. And Chaz is like, what do I do with this?
Okay.
Chaz, what's your story?
Oh, wow. So, like, my dog has over 10,000 followers on IG.
That is like, awesome. That is awesome.
It really is. It really is. But the thing about it, I don't know how this happened. I really don't.
Really?
Like, you did it as, like, a hobby, like, as a bit to make your friends laugh, and then it just started growing?
Yeah, like seriously, I would post like cool, cute little pictures of him, and now people are sending me gifts. And I'm legitimately getting PR emails for him, and I'm like,
wow,
okay, should I just lean into it and just make him an influencer, or should I?
Dog influencer.
I mean, like, this is crazy. Am I like a bad parent, like a bad dog dad?
Because you're like using your dog.
Kind of like exposing.
like a child actor
parent or something.
Exactly.
If you're getting perks for him, like dog food and like things like that, then he is kind of, you know, able to cash in on it a little bit.
That's true, right? And I have no problem, but then what if they want me to like have him with sunglasses on the gram and like put him here and start all that like over the top? I don't know, guys.
Ask you to do that, or do you just do your own thing? Do they actually make special requests?
I imagine sometimes they do.
Yeah, like if they sponsored, that's what I'm getting, like on these PR emails. Hey, we can get your sponsorship, we can do this, we can do that, and then I'm going to be obligated. Now I'm just doing it for, you know, giggles, just to have fun.
That can end up being a whole second job.
Well, yes.
It's all, you know, yes.
I think it could be a big deal. I think that's the main question we need to ask. Do you enjoy doing it? Could you see yourself getting burnt out doing it? Answer those questions first. I don't think you need to worry about exposing your dog or anything like that. Because if anything, it's a job for you because you're doing all of the picture taking, all of the posting, all of the caption writing, all of the brand deals.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy doing it, dude, keep going. Ride the wave. I mean, like, you could ultimately end up quitting your day-to-day job and doing this full-time if it continues down that route. So
it's unbelievable how much money people make on the side.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
You're very lucky for doing that because there's a lot of people that try that do not even get to the 10,000 mark that you're at.
That's what's so crazy. So, no, those are some great questions I got to ask and ponder.
Yeah, totally.
So valid. It's more about me than the dog.
Yes, it is. That's totally right. Yeah, the dedication that that's going to put on you. It's going to be a lot of extra work if it takes off.
As long as that dog's tail is wagging, then you're good.
Yeah. I like that. Man, thank you guys. That was awesome. Thanks.
Jazz, thank you. This was one of the more unique Dear Melissa and Austins I think we've gotten.
But
it was very interesting, and we love to hear it, man. And keep up the continued success, man.
Good luck with it.
I shall. Thank you, guys. All right. Have a great day.
You too. If anybody else has any questions or advice that they need, please feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
Bodies are weird. What is your weird body reaction? 312-946-4995. The reason I bring that up is because my lovely co-host, Miss Melissa McGurn, she might have the weirdest body reaction.
I do.
Melissa.
I do.
Please explain.
So everybody does laundry. When I do my laundry, no big deal. Put stuff in the washing machine. When it's done, you throw it in the dryer. But the problem is that when I pull everything out of the dryer and I go to fold clothes, especially towels, it dries out my fingertips. And then they get like extra dry and like a little peely.
Like chappy?
A little chappy by the fingernail tips. And I get the biggest creepies because of the way it feels.
Yeah.
So I hate folding towels because of that feeling. But the fact that it causes that weird reaction.
Sure.
I don't understand it. It's so weird. Like, why is my body so strange?
That's weird. I can honestly sit here and tell you that I don't think that has ever happened to me.
So when you're folding towels and your fingers are dry, you pick up stuff and it dries them out even more?
I don't, not noticeably.
You probably don't do laundry.
Okay. Easy. If anything, it's the one chore my wife made me do on my own now. It kind of stinks. She used to do it all. Do you use dryer sheets?
Yes. It still does it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's not enough.
So you've tried it both ways, with and without dryer sheet.
Totally. It doesn't make any difference.
That is weird.
It is super weird, and I don't like it.
Bodies are weird. Bodies are weird, and my co-host might have the weirdest. Does your body have any weird reaction to stuff? You know, maybe you get a rash or you get itchy or, like, just random things that, like, you're like, ugh, yeah, this is different. This is unlike any of my friends or whatever.
I know.
What is it for you?
Something just sits with you wrong when you eat it or I don't know, but bodies are strange.
Bodies are weird. Let's talk about it. 312-946-4995. What is your weird body reaction? And I don't know. Does anyone else, their fingers dry out?
I have another weird reaction to your face.
Okay.
Come on, that was funny.
No, you know what? 312-946-4995.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It's Oscar season, baby. Whee! I'm so excited with Conan hosting this Sunday night. I'm such a movie buff that I'm giddy this time of year.
I know you love movies more than anybody I have ever talked to. You always claim how much you have knowledge about movies. You mm-hmm. always see movies all the time. I've never known anybody who's into it like
I take
you.
A lot of pride in my knowledge of movies.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's put that to the test. I have a list of movies that have been nominated for Best Picture, and Austin and Melissa.
Oh, wait a minute. Me?
Yeah, well, you're with him too often that I get you guys confused.
I can't be challenged without going up against someone.
I'm going to tell you the year.
What?
And the name of the movie, and I have three of the biggest actors in that film.
Oh, gosh.
And you just have to give me one of those names. And we're going to see who really is the movie buff here. Is it really Austin, or is Melissa secretly the movie
really
buff?
No, it really is me. Okay, all right.
This is not right.
I'll go first, since I am the movie buff, and then I'll set the score as to what you have to beat.
No. Oh, gosh.
Let's play.
All right.
Austin, your first picture. 2018 Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water.
Frances McDormand?
Actually, we were looking for Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, or Michael Shannon.
Yeah,
next
I didn't
one.
See that one.
And that movie is one of my all-time favorites.
And I was a seat filler at that Oscars.
2017 Best Picture nominee, Manchester by the Sea.
Ooh, Casey Affleck.
That is correct.
Let's go.
All right, let's go to 2012 Best Picture winner, The Artist.
Oh, come on. God, it's a black and white movie. I know that. Dylan McDermott.
Ooh, close. Jean Dujardin, or we could have also accepted John Goodman or another name I can't pronounce.
John Goodman's in it?
Yeah. All right, last one for you.
Mr. Movie Buff.
Last one, 2025 Best Picture nominee, Anora.
I hate you so much. This is the one year I haven't watched any of the Best Picture winners.
No excuses.
Bradley Cooper.
Mm. Ooh, close. Mickey Madison, Yura, or Mark.
Okay, you can't even pronounce the name.
Well, you didn't even know Mickey Madison. How's that? Okay, Melissa, let's see if you can beat one.
I'm terrible at this.
Okay. 2019 Best Picture nominee, A Star is Born.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
That is correct.
Okay, one is easy.
Okay, 2017 Best Picture nominee, winner, then loser, La La Land.
Rachel McAdams. Crap.
Ooh, we would have accepted Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Rosemary DeWitt.
It was confusing. Like,
okay.
Emma Stone.
Now, we'll go to what should have been a 2015 Best Picture nominee, according to Melissa and Austin, Interstellar.
Oh, come on.
Matthew McConaughey.
Is that correct?
These are all easy.
Okay, last one just for good measure. 2025 Best Picture nominee, Wicked.
Come on. I mean, that's Ariana Grande.
Wow, 3 out of 4 correct. Melissa, is this your movie buff?
I don't even think Melissa could spell Anora.
What?
Melissa.
Austin.
It's a good Zac Brown Band right there.
Yeah.
Talking about chicken fried and Friday nights and cold beers on Saturday night and the America's Troops and everything like that. That's a good segue right into the Great at Eight, right?
It is, because that sounds great. So it is time for the Great at Eight, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole. Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com to learn more.
And it's a great day.
Melissa in Woodridge.
Melissa, what's your great news?
I I was over the weekend in Vegas for the Garth Brooks.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go!
Wait, that I won from US 99.
Well, that's even better.
Let's go!
Nice!
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So okay. Much great news in one call. The fact that you got out there because of US 99, but also you're keeping the streak, the Vegas streak, alive on US 99.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I think
you need to email our boss at this point and just say, Marcy, it's time to send Melissa and Austin to Vegas.
Yeah, say something like, you know, like after experiencing Vegas through the loving kindness of US 99, I think it would only be beneficial to the company if you send your morning show out there, because then they get to experience it and talk more.
Correct. And we have some convo going.
Yeah, it's like an educational field trip, you know, like we get to experience it, so then we know how to talk about it when we give away another trip to Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Really? What was your favorite part?
You know, it's hard. I've been thinking about it, and it's very hard. The whole thing was just amazing. From calling Baton Rouge with the whole band out there, with accordion, with fiddles, and Trisha Yearwood came out.
Ooh, wow. Trish.
Yeah, she came out, and they were like a two-people comedy show. I mean, they are hysterical.
They are.
Together.
They are very funny.
That's really cool.
When Melissa first asked you, you know, like, what was your favorite part, you know, you did kind of, you hesitated a little bit, which made me believe that, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Was there anything that happened there that should probably stay there?
I hope so.
Well, I will say I didn't do the Down Under, but maybe the Chippendales.
Wait, you did what?
Maybe some Chippendales.
You did Chippendales? Are you serious?
I don't know. I cannot confirm.
She can't confirm nor deny, Mel. She can't confirm nor deny.
That's so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Well, good for you, girl. I hope you had a good old time.
You never know.
Wow.
Wow. Invite me on the next trip.
Yeah, Melissa's like, tag me in that photo.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Listen,
that's awesome.
Melissa, this is such a great call because it extends the streak. We love that we've got a chance to send you to Vegas, part of our US 99 contest winner. Like, we appreciate you so much and are glad you had such a great time.
I do. Thank you guys so much. I mean, I can't even, words can't describe how much fun we had.
That's awesome. I love hearing that you had so much fun. Yay. And thank you for calling and sharing all that great news. And, of course, you know. Keeping our Vegas strip alive. Our Vegas
strip
alive.
Did you say Vegas strip, Mel?
I said Vegas strip.
Yeah, geez. Now you got all Mel all flustered.
I know.
Her Freudian slips over here.
They have the strip, and then guys are stripping.
Are Vegas strip alive?
Okay, my mind's on strip.
Yeah, no, we know what you're thinking about. Melissa, thank you for this call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
What are your parents' annoying quirks? 312-946-4995. Reason we bring this up is because Melissa's got a friend that's got a really funny one.
We were out to dinner last night, and during the dinner, she said, my parents are driving me crazy. And I said, why? And she said, because they come over my house without knocking, and they just walk in.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that would be annoying.
I said, okay, let me think about this, because it is your mom and dad.
Right. Like, yeah, I love my parents more than most things in this world.
Yeah, me
and
too.
But I would still be super annoyed if they just walked right into the house.
Yeah, and she doesn't know how to handle it. She's like, it's just, they're not thinking, you know?
Right.
And so I thought, well, that's a weird parent quirk.
That is a weird parent quirk.
And, you know, there's a lot of them out there.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, what do your parents do that's just weird or that just drives you crazy? And you're like, what are you doing?
One thing my dad...
Yeah, crazy person.
One thing my dad does, and again, I love my parents. My dad is, he was the best man at my wedding. I love him to death. Whenever we play games as a family, probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes before he, like, goes to bed, he'll be like, all right, well, I'm going to head up. And he'll like do it real slowly. It's like I'm gonna head to bed.
Okay.
And then he'll like kind of like look around, like waiting for us to be like, no, Dad, come on, stay, play one more round or play some more, Dad. No, don't go to bed yet.
He wants to be asked to stay.
We've become keen to it now,
really?
To where it's like now we're just like, okay, fine, go to bed. And he's like, all right, well, maybe I'll stay for one more round.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
I'm telling you, parents have got some weird quirks about them.
They do. It's so funny.
312-946-4995. What are your weird parent quirks? Like, what are your parents? What was the weird thing that they did? 312-946-4995.
I have one that drives Porter crazy, I'll tell you about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I picked up on it, and it drives him nuts.
Roxanne in Chesterton.
What's your annoying parent quirk?
My mother doesn't just talk to herself. She literally writes what she is saying in the air as she is talking to herself.
Wait, what? Now, wait, hold on. Hold on, Roxanne. Is your mom, your mom's not just like Italian, right? Because my mom is very Italian and speaks with
Italian.
Her hands all the time. So like, but you're saying she actually like writes like what she's saying?
Yes. Like writes it in the air as she is talking to herself.
Funny.
That is a weird quirk.
Wow.
When my brother was getting married, my future sister-in-law called me one day. She said, okay, what is up with this?
Oh,
I said,
funny.
Just go with it, Jen. Just go with
just
it.
Go with it.
Just go with it.
We,
the way
yeah,
she
we
is.
Do not speak about it. We only speak to ourselves about it, and we write it in the air while we do it.
Yes.
I'm going to get a car wash today.
Yeah.
You have your hands in the air. Yeah. I'd have never, ever seen that before.
Yeah.
But that would be entertaining to see any person doing that at any point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Roxanne, what's your mom's name?
Roxanne as well.
Oh, Roxanne.
What?
Wow.
That's
so you're Roxanne Jr.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow, kind of cool.
I love that.
Well, tell Roxanne we love her, but we do think it's a little weird, but still love her.
Yeah, but write it out in the air so she can read it.
I will.
Thank you for this call, Roxanne. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Mel, what's your weird quirk?
Mine. Okay. When Porter now leaves the house and walks down the street to go anywhere, I stand at the door and I open it up and I yell, see you later. You're really handsome. Oh, really love you.
Oh, my gosh. I could see. And he's in middle school, so I could see how he would hate that.
I know. And I'm like, can't wait to see you. And again, you're really handsome.
Mel, don't do that with Porter. Do that with me when I leave work.
Well, you got to be handsome.
Oh, that is it.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
You know what?
I got you.
We're going to Joe in Algonquin.
Joe, what is an annoying parent quirk?
So my mom, she's the sweetest lady in the world, but she will wipe the corner, like her eye, run her finger along her pinky finger, along her eyelid and around her eye, and then she'll lick it.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ow. Ow. No.
What?
No, I was not expecting that.
What?
It's disgusting.
Joe.
So why do you think she does that? What's the point?
She loves salt, so that's all I can think is maybe she has some kind of
salt.
But, yeah, we're always like, Mom, can't do that.
My gosh.
I'm like, I go, it's gross, Mom. It's disgusting.
What
and
is
like she? I said, she's the sweetest little lady. She's like 4'7", born again Christian, the sweetest woman you ever met in your life.
Yeah.
Well, that is sweet, but what does she say when you tell her not to do it?
She just looks at you and I'm 92. I can do what I want.
Oh.
Is that, well, okay. I mean, I guess, true. She did earn that, right? It's like, I do that with my dog. I'll wipe the gunk out of the dog's eye and let my dog eat it, but.
Ew.
It's a dog.
Gross.
It's a dog.
You do not.
I do.
Okay, that's a weird quirk.
Why am I the weird one? Joe's mom is the weird one.
That's even more weird. What the, what?
Okay.
Joe.
Joe, listen, thank you for this call, man. We appreciate it. Tell your mom we said hi. What's her name?
Her name is Mary Sue.
Mary Sue. To tell her we said hi, but to never do that around her if we ever meet her in person.
For sure.
Okay.
Not allowed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good morning.
You all too. Right. Well, of all those, you're the weirdest.
No, stop.
What is that?
Bye, you're handsome! It is 8:35-ish. You really have to emphasize that ish because it's, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Brought to you by our friends at Packy Webb Ford and the Packy Low Price Pledge. Joining us today are our friends Jesse and Wheaton going up against Lauren in Oak Lawn. Jesse, why don't you say hello to Lauren?
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Jesse.
All right, guys. You're up for tickets to our Low Dose Show with Ernest at Joe's on Weed. This is a sold-out show. This is the only way to get those tickets. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. That part, very important. Are you both feeling ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready.
With all of that said, let's play. Question Question number one. Dylan Scott sings the duet Boys Back Home with what up-and-coming country artist with the same first name? 3 seconds. Well, we know it's Dylan something. We were looking for Dylan Marlowe. Dylan Marlowe.
Mm-hmm. Well, still 0-0 with question number two. Before He Cheats is a hit song by what country artist?
Jesse. Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie? It is.
Good job.
Jesse's on the board, 1-0. Question number three. Which one of Melissa's heartthrobs sings the song Next Thing You Know?
Jesse.
Jordan
Davis.
Is it Jordan Davis? It is.
All right.
Hey, Lauren.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Just you're just touching base.
Okay.
Checking in, seeing
you
how you're
there.
Doing.
Okay. Good to know you're still there.
Yeah. If Jesse gets one more, she's going to this Lodo show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Question number four. Dirt Cheap is the hit single from which former Windy City Smokeout performer?
Oh, no.
3 seconds.
It was Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson, but with a 2-0 lead, heading into question five. Jesse, you're going to our Lodo show.
Woo!
This is sold out, girl.
It is sold out.
Joe's on Weed this Saturday. Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring my husband, Michael.
Okay. I love Michael.
That's going to be fun. Make sure you guys come up and say hello.
All right, we will.
And Lauren, listen, the only way to get into this show is by winning tickets. You've got, one more chance this time tomorrow, so try us back, okay?
All right, sounds good.
You can also get one more chance to win these tickets today at 4:30 with our guy Scotty K on the Scotty K Show. So, really, the only way to get in the show is keep it tuned to US 99.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.